Broadcasting. We are an iHeartRadio station. Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers. The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
You are a monster, witness.
Amazing.
Hey, what are we doing here? you wanted the best. You got the best, the hottest talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters Mornings. We're Radio 104.1. And we're broadcasting live on iHeartRadio all over the planet. That's the iHeartRadio app. It's pretty cool. It's brand new and shiny and good. And you'll get a kick out of it. You listen to yesterday's show and last month's show, and you got all the podcasts on there. You got the live stream, and then you have the way to leave us a message, and that's just click on the microphone. You can leave us a message. We'll play those hot takes a little bit later on in the show, and there's all kinds of ways to check out the program, man, which is awesome. On our YouTube channel, Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. We're live there, and you can text me right now at 77031 if you want to. What's up, y'all? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with the fellas. We're doing this until 11 o'clock. Here's the producer of the Angel of Boom, Angel of Air. To right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Time never seven.
And the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes.
Yes.
Telephone number's 407-916-1041. Already Thursday, which is awesome. It's I call this weekend eve because, you know, you can see the weekend from here. You can see, you know, like tomorrow morning is full-on Friday weekend time, and this is the edge right before it. You can see it right from here. That's why I call it Weekend Eve. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Fantastic.
I'm drinking this crack coffee that Angel provides. Now, and I think the one I have coming, the Death... What's it called? Death Watch or
Death Wish?
Death Wish. I think it's even stronger than the stuff that you have here, but man, this does have a kick to it.
Yeah, it does. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I tried today? Oat milk in this coffee.
What do you think?
Terrible.
Why would you do that?
Well, I'm no dairy thing, you know.
Ah!
You know,
there you go.
So.
Yep.
And I don't normally drink a lot of cream, but when I go to this specific place, I usually just let them do it how they do it.
Right.
You know, like they have a certain style. Not bad.
You know,
not bad oat milk.
I'm used to it now. Like when I first switched from regular milk to I use what's it called,
half and half
Silk or whatever that is.
Oh yeah.
Like you know that switch was tough, but now I prefer that over milk.
Yeah. I'm gonna try that again. I've seen the old commercial for it. It's better. It's like almond milk though. Is like.
That's what I drink, yeah, almond milk.
Yeah. Almond milk, yeah.
I like that.
It looks weird.
You're right.
It
does.
It takes a second. Rice milk,
it's got a little gray look to it. You're right about that. I get you. And then it took me about a couple weeks to actually get used to it. And then once after the couple weeks, I'm like, oh, now, like I say, now I prefer that.
I've tried it a million times.
It with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That will, it's like, eat the same things I eat.
That will set it off. Just right. Well, anyway.
Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna keep going with this oat.
Yeah. You know what? I forgot yesterday. Daggone it. And I didn't hear from her. I forgot that yesterday was the day we're supposed to talk to Jana Banana. And,
Is she not calling?
She didn't, but usually what she waits for, I think, is for me to send her, that picture I send you. Every morning I send these guys all a picture of, like, the rundown of what I think we're gonna do today on the show. It's not always it's not always what we do, but it's pretty close, you know, when everybody's segment is. And usually I'll send her that text and let her know, and I forgot yesterday.
I thought she was on strike.
No, and then I think she is out of town, too, but I don't want her to think I forgot. Well, I mean, I did forget about her, but I don't want her to think that it was on purpose or that, you know. You know what I'm saying.
No, nope. You forgot
nope,
about
nope,
her.
Nope, you forgot.
I basically forgot, yeah. Well, I'm going to know I forgot. My bad.
All right.
It's happens. Okay. As long as you tell, you know, tell the truth. Say, listen, I forgot. I'm a dum-dum. Hey, I was on the way in this morning, there was a story. Like, can you imagine? And it's funny because Ryan saw the same story, and we've all been, you know, I think pretty much everyone in the audience has been to Disney World once, right?
I've never been.
I mean, there are people in the country that have never been to Disney World, you know, but if you live here.
So many people that live here, Russ.
Never been?
Have never been, and it shocks me when I talk to kids. When I talk to adults that lived here forever, they're like, no, we've never been out there.
It is very expensive. I mean,
super expensive.
Yeah, if you're family and you're, you know, just making rent, you know,
yeah.
Going to Disney is, you know, that saves some money for about 4 months kind of a situation.
Oh, absolutely. To do it, you know, if you at
got,
all right.
Yeah, if you've
you
got three kids and a wife and you don't take the whole family.
Thousands, yeah.
It is super expensive. Anyway, point being, though, most people I know have been to Disney at least once. And imagine the horror of if you got kids and you take them on the It's a Small World ride. And this has happened to me before. I've been stuck, but not for an hour. If you're stuck for an hour on It's a Small World and it's broke down. So you're just sitting there, and on that loop, you're hearing that song over and over. And I've been stuck there before, and I think it was for 10 minutes or something like that. And you're sitting there going, okay, I've had enough of this friggin' song. It's driving me nuts. But there's it's making, like, national news, this couple, and they did it on TikTok, which, you know, like I think most of us have been stuck on It's a Small World, right? Have you ever been stuck on it before?
Yeah, but only for a couple minutes. And this, again, that's how I know we live in a simulation, because this morning I woke up, I didn't see this story, I didn't know anything about this, and all morning long, for some dumb reason, It's a Small World has been stuck in my head. I can't, all morning long, it's driving me crazy, and then I had the thought to myself, like, God, it would suck to get stuck on that ride.
Yeah.
I bet they turn the music off if you're stuck. No, they don't.
They don't.
They do not.
They let it keep playing and playing and playing. It will drive you. It will drive you.
I've been stuck on Finding Nemo. I think everybody gets stuck on Finding Nemo at Epcot.
Yeah.
That ride seems to always stop. I've been stuck on Pirates. I've been stuck on...
Oh, Pirates, yeah. Now, now that song, oddly, doesn't bother you, though. You know, when
it does. Yo, ho, yeah.
Oh.
And then the
part it doesn't bother me. It must be the pirate in me.
Yeah. And then what the other ride do I always get stuck on?
Oh, about
Winnie the Pooh? Got stuck on Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I've never been...
Yeah, walk out.
Oh, you just walk out that way.
You're fine.
The Haunted Mansion. I've been stuck in the Haunted Mansion before. But that's kind of fun. I don't know why. I don't mind being stuck there.
Making out with your leggings.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that is the cool part.
They can totally see you the whole time.
Oh,
because it's dark. Yeah, and if you go into that one, when you go down the stairs and you lay back, that's when you try to catch a girl.
Yeah, but it's night vision.
But they have night vision cameras that can see the entire ride.
Oh, really?
If you think you're being sneaky, you are not.
Were you serious?
Yes.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
A lot of movie theaters actually have that, too. So when, like, you're watching the movie, there'll be a camera on the audience that's like a night vision camera.
Oh, damn. That is funny. Wow.
Carlos just realized he's on tape somewhere at Disney.
He's doing that mental scroll of, like, oh, my God.
Absolutely. Oh, no doubt. Especially before the kids. My God.
Yeah.
Technology ruins fun.
How long do you think they've had those cameras, though? Because I don't think they had them. Like,
are you worried, too?
Well, no. When I went to, what's it called? Grad Night. They used to have this thing. I don't know if they do it anymore, but Grad Night. And basically, they're like, okay, we're Disney. What we're going to do is we close the doors at 8 o'clock, but we're going to let every kid that's graduating come and spend all night long in Disney World. And they would have, you know, whatever current acts are, you know, there, you know, at the time or whatever, like, and you can go and you watch all the bands and stuff. And then, you know, it's basically everybody just trying to hook up.
Yeah,
Like
so, a sleepover skate.
Point being, I hope they didn't have cameras at the Haunted Mansion in 1983.
I think you're good.
You think I'm good? Yeah, they didn't have cameras then. Yeah, that's right. Probably.
Man, they did. They've been doing Grad Night that long. I remember, like, when it came up to Grad Night time for me, I was like, "Oh, this is new."
Who did you have?
I never even heard of it before.
Who was your act?
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, Busta Rhymmes, and I think I feel like a Petey Pablo.
I had Casey and the Sunshine Band, and then Casey and Terry DeSerio came out and did their big hit at the time.
Ooh.
Oh, are you ready? that was the big one. How about you, Angel? Who was there when for Grad Night when you graduated?
Mace.
Who's Mace?
Puff Daddy.
At Disney. Yeah. Wow, that's cool. How about you? Do you remember, Carlos?
I think it was Boyz II Men.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I never went, though.
And they're still doing Disney. They never quit.
Yeah,
they got it, but I never went to Grad Night.
Yeah.
I never went to that one. I always thought that was cool, though.
Yes. Yeah. It was cool. Now, I don't know if they do it, like, all night long now. You know, like...
Do they have Grad Night?
I think Grad Night got eliminated.
Oh.
A couple years ago.
What happened?
Talked about it. The cost of it and the whole process of it. And I think it was right before the pandemic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That would make sense. But anyway, so this couple is making national news because they got stuck on It's a Small World. I don't know if that's really, big news.
I can't believe that's a story.
We've all been stuck. Here it is. Like, and it was on, you saw it on television, right?
Yeah. It's making national news for some reason.
It's a It's common thing if you go to a theme park.
The reason it's the national news is that and the outlets that are pushing it are the outlets that want to continue to attack Disney.
There we go.
So that's why.
Because
here's the, like, for example.
I mean, that's how you make a groomer. You stick them in there and make them listen to that hypnotized song forever.
Because here's the, like, at the very last sentence of the piece that they do in the post on this story, this isn't needed. It isn't, you know, for anything. It doesn't give you any editorial content or anything, right? This is the very last sentence of this piece, right? Goes through the whole thing about people being stuck, blah, 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 blah. And then it starts running Disney down. There was a huge fight at the Disney's Magic Kingdom a few weeks ago, at least 10 people involved.
This is coordinated, methodical.
A few weeks ago, there's footage of guests climbing out of a car in Splash Mountain because it started sinking. And customers at both Disney American Parks locations in Florida and California have also complained about the soaring prices and the poor quality of food.
Oh, it has nothing to do with someone being stuck.
Exactly.
And it's a small world.
So the reason,
something we've all been stuck doing.
Yeah. It's not just that park. You go to any park.
Any park,
you get stuck in rides.
And they're all expensive, and all their food sucks.
You know what?
That's not true.
Because of that, we should take their rights away, and we as the state taxpayers, we should pay for all their stuff in Reedy Creek instead of Disney paying for it. I think that's a great move. Oh, wait a second. This is going to come out of our pockets.
We just cut off our nose.
Just cut off, oh my
despite
God.
Our face.
Millions of dollars of taxpayers' money is not going to go where Disney was actually doing it just to prove a political point.
Did we do a mini Brexit?
Oh my God.
No. Yeah. I like that the firefighters, like for Reedy Creek, are like, they vote against their own interests.
So
very interesting
ridiculous.
Move. But all right, do you firefighters. But I think the Small World song is just so short that's what makes it worse. Well, like, it's a much shorter song than you realize.
There's just one chorus, right? That's it.
No, there's like a verse to it where it's like, there's that part, and then it's a
world
long time of It's a Small World.
Yeah, I don't know the words to it. It's a world
I'm numb to that, guys. I have a 2-year-old. I'm numb to all lullabies. It plays ad nauseum, so like Small World was one of those that she loved, so I would hear it, and then you just tune it out.
I'm just mad, like, I would Epcot recently,
and me too.
And I understand upgrades, but I also understand nostalgia.
Yeah,
that Norway ride, man, they should not have changed it.
Oh, the King of Denmark does not approve.
Does not approve.
Well, what'd they change it to?
Frozen.
Yeah, the kids are really complaining about it. Every kid I see, my daughter was like, "Oh no, can we get the Norway ride back? We don't want this outside."
No,
I want
cool.
to see the. I want to see the countryside. I want to see the countryside of Norway again. I don't want the silly,
and not
stupid.
For nothing. When I take the girls on that, they loved it.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
No idea. They have no interest in Norway.
Disney not for kids. It's for Disney adults who want to go and drink.
Exactly.
You're working at that station too much.
Oh, isn't that funny? That is so funny. Yeah.
I know it was a janky ride. I know it was terrible. But
it was your only connection to Norway and Denmark.
It just had a big oil rig at one point. It wasn't exciting.
Nope. It was a fisherman at the beginning, and that was like supposed to excite you for the ride. A giant portrait of a fisherman.
I can see that it's objectively better. Okay, the ride is better,
yes,
but I missed the Norway ride.
Okay. Well, and here's the thing about the Norway ride. You know what it was? It was air conditioning. It was like, this is a place to sit down.
Yeah, the ride was good. It went backwards, and now Elsa shoots you backward.
It did pass the time very well, but I was there for the air conditioning and the seat, and I'm like, why don't you show me whatever you want to show me, and when do I have to get up?
Yeah, we're only at Norway. We've got a long day ahead of us.
Right. I guess I got to make it to Mexico and have some tequila. All right. Hey, it's a Thursday. Anything you want to bring up, it's okay with me. The news is slow. The biggest news story is that someone got stranded in a small world. So we'll take whatever you got. You can text us at 77031. That's 77031. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
Need a woman in your life who responds to your most important commands? Hey, Siri, play Real Radio 104.1.
From the
Real Radio.
Thursday, you're listening to the Mantras Mornings, Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio all over the planet. You can check out the YouTube channel, too. We're live on YouTube. What's up? I'm Russ, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan all here today. So yesterday, got home, and my wife was making banana bread. Oh, man, and so the whole house smelled like banana bread, which was it's almost like torture because it smells so good, and you want to just eat all the damn banana bread. But she was doing that, and I got some for you guys because I know that you know your girls like banana bread.
Banana bread.
Yeah.
I don't eat it that often.
Yeah.
Mango bread.
Mango bread's good, but like as you say, it sounded delicious. So
banana bread, hot out of the oven.
Right? Yeah. Probably one of the most amazing things ever.
The smell and the taste is so good. And so she makes one of them, a whole banana bread thing. And I'm like, oh, can I have part of that? Goes, no, that one's for Angel. I'm like, okay. So I go and I start watching some TV and stuff. And then I hear another one come. Oh, I can have that one. No, that's for Christina. I'm like, I'm waiting. I'm like, how about that one? She goes, that one's yours. And that was the worst thing she could have said because I cut like a little slice, uh-huh. right? And I'm like, well, that's just a little. I mean,
that's just a start.
That's a start. Man, I ate half a loaf of that.
No, I do not believe you.
I know, hard to believe, isn't it? But man, the house smelled so good. But can I
try a piece?
I was,
Lois, you try a piece of that, you're going to eat it.
I will. Yeah.
I'm saying you're going to eat the whole thing.
Oh.
It's like it's telling him, but she makes her banana bread is absolutely delicious.
Yeah, she makes it with the whole fresh banana.
I'm not even going to mess around and try to do that.
That's for your girls.
Yeah. I would be in trouble.
So Angel was just telling Carlos that I went back, and I don't know how many listeners do this. If you really like a show, and then you watch a particular episode, and you're like, man, that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, and you go back, and go, okay, maybe I just wasn't in the right mood. Maybe I missed some stuff. So I went back to watch Better Call Saul again, and I didn't like it any better. But I did realize a couple things, and I don't want to blow anything for anyone, so I'm not going to blow it. But Carlos and I were talking about, you know, there's only two episodes left, and where can you go from here? And the biggest thing I didn't even think of that Carlos brought up, but that's not a spoiler, right? We don't know.
I have no clue. I'm merely guessing.
Yeah, well, he's guessing. We don't know. But I mean, so by the end of this, Saul's going to be killed, right?
Oh, yeah. Saul's dead.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's turned. He's turned and hit.
Oh, so you're saying by the end of this,
two more episodes.
Because of the whole universe, either he dies
or. Oh, Saul's dead.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's going to walk into. Every show has a point where the guy you've been cheering on in this anti-hero world.
Once you know he's as despicable.
Exactly. And the writers and the directors keep you wanting this person. They put little pebbles there to go, oh no, they're still good. And then they take the pebble away. And when he went back to the cancer guy's house, that was the pebble being taken away.
He's really bad.
This is actually who he is.
Well, actually, we got an insight of that. That's why Wexler left.
Yes.
It's like, hey, listen, the two of us, she recognizes, you and I together.
Are bad.
Are worst.
You know, we're not good for each other. I have fun doing this, but that's no way to live a life.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And then you end up in Titusville.
Titusville in a sprinkler company. That's so funny. They put her in Titusville, Florida, working for a sprinkler company. And what I was thinking was, and listen, we are speculating right now.
Yeah,
we do not
all,
know anything.
Yeah,
we're not spoiling, so don't whine and cry, please. But I thought, oh, well, the reason that they showed you him talking to Kim Wexler is maybe she's going to get killed. And Carlos like, no,
she's out.
She's out. It's Saul. And I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Because he's the star. I didn't. But you're probably right. Just like at the end of Sopranos, you pretty much think
Tony
Soprano died.
If you do it that way, then the only person that made it out of this is Pinkman?
No, Pinkman and Mikey, right, Mike?
No, but remember, where we're at now is in the future. So, yeah, essentially the secretary... You know, Pinkman, Mike, you know, Gus. Oh, no. Oh. Yeah.
This is after, now we're fast forward to after Breaking Bad, so, you know, he could die.
Yeah.
Only two episodes left of this show. And if you've been watching Better Call Saul, you know, it's been great, but there's only two episodes left. I'm excited about that new, it's not Lord of the Rings, but the other thing.
House of Dragons.
House of Dragons. It does look good, Ryan, and I know that's your favorite thing.
Yeah, it just hurt me, Russ. Game of Thrones hurt me, so I'm going in it with a bit of trepidation, but I'm excited about it.
You know, I'm reverse. I loved the ending of Game. I didn't love it, but I didn't mind the ending of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But I'm not excited at all to see this. I don't even know what day it comes. Is it this weekend? Does it come out this weekend or something?
I don't know.
No, it's in a couple of weeks. Why do you not?
I don't know. I saw the trailer. It didn't excite me. I don't know.
Am I going to get invested in these characters?
Am I going to get invested in this world again? Like, I just got so much crap to do, and I have, there's too many Two of the shows.
It's hard not to compare, like, when you see this trailer, like, well, I'm comparing this now to the Game of Thrones I love, and automatically to defend the one that you really like. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the one I really like. I don't want this new thing.
Well, I think there's I don't know. Like, remember when Game of Thrones hit us? We'd not seen anything like it.
Yeah.
So it was this Lord of the Rings mixed with 300, mixed with, like, we're like, what the F is this? Now everybody replicated that. So it's that new thing that comes in that captures our attention that we don't compare. It could be, it probably will be a massive success. Probably will be, you know, but.
I'm a big fan of Matt Smith, who's the head of that. He was one of the doctors from Doctor Who. I think he's a great actor. All the stuff that he's in.
Oh, he's in this new one.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So I'm excited for it. It's got the guys who ruined Game of Thrones, in my opinion, aren't running this new version. So that's good.
Could be, or could be bad. Because
they make it good too. They also ruined it and made it good.
They made it great.
They started off making it good, but they got that success will sometimes ruin people. You know what I mean? Like it got too big.
I enjoyed it all the way to the end.
They thought they could get away with whatever they want. It makes me sad because Game of Thrones, like you're such an outlier when it comes to that last season.
Yeah.
And there used to be this really fun community online of Game of Thrones fans and all these theories and stuff. And like once those last seasons dropped, they'd all stopped. Like, you could still go to, like, the Lord of the Ring boards, and, like, they're still having fun making memes all the time.
There's a new Lord of the Rings thing
people
coming out.
People are mad about that.
This is so sad for Ryan. Like, did you hear what he just says? Like, we used to be able to go to the Game of Thrones boards. Those are pretty much ruined. Now all we got left is Lord of the Rings boards.
And Lord of the Rings people are
that's a hell of a life you got, Ryan.
Yeah. And Lord of the Rings people are mad. Like, the quote-unquote real fans are mad at this new Amazon version.
It looks good.
What's the problem?
I saw the trailer yesterday, and I'm like, oh, actually, I thought it was a Game of Thrones trailer, but it wasn't. Yeah. It's the new...
I think it's the most money that's ever been thrown at a series.
Yeah, $700,000, something like that.
Million dollars. And it's set in a world that I love, but people are mad. Like from what they've seen on the trailer, which is like things like, well, the lady dwarf doesn't have a beard. They're supposed to have beards.
Shut up.
Like it's like stuff like that.
Well, and they're going to have their first black lady dwarf. And
no,
they
I can't watch.
They did an interview with her, and like, how does it feel to be the first black lady dwarf? Well,
it's a huge moment for me and my people.
Yeah.
She's a British black lady.
right. Yeah. Hey, it's ridiculous.
Listen, you know why that costs $700 million? Because right now, the CGI creators are standing up. The visual artists are pissed because they're being squeezed.
Yeah.
Like, think about this. Lord of the Rings changed the game with CGI.
Yeah.
And so now they got to come back out, and they got to set the tone again. And that's why the $700 million is not for the set pieces.
No.
It sure as hell isn't for the actors. Sure, it's going to be for producers. It's for buying the best CGI artist in the world, and that's what that
making
money
it
goes
look
for.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, Angel, I got to give you a big thank you because you weren't here last week when I did it. But remember, you suggested that I watch the that old man or the old man.
Yeah,
the
old man.
Yeah,
the
on
old
FX.
Man with Jeff Bridges. It was good, man.
I told you.
I tried to watch the first episode. It was slow. I got bored and turned it off.
So
I went back and said, "Okay, Russ, pay attention. Put your phone down. Pay attention." And when I did, after about episode three, Jeff Bridges is badass in this, man. It's good.
It turned out to be a really good show, man. Really good action kind of thing, and it's just seeing how methodical it's an interesting way to tell a story because they were very methodical on the way they laid all this down.
And the thing about, and once again, Jeff Bridges is one of those guys that nobody acts like him. You know, like he's got the way he talks, the way he
does his characters.
It's just like it's just if anyone tried to imitate that, you're doing Jeff Bridges.
Did you ever see him in True Grit?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, you can barely understand him.
I love Jeff Bridges.
I loved it,
and I know that I was supposed to love the Big Lebowski because I love Jeff Bridges, but I didn't get it. Maybe I need to watch it again. I was comparing it to Kingpin the entire time.
That's not fair to do.
Probably not
because they're honestly not comparable.
They're both bowling movies, but
no, they're not.
But they're not.
One is Big Lebowski is not a bowling movie.
Yeah. Guys, I hate to interrupt, but there's a rocket being launched right now.
It's
an Atlas V rocket. It's one of the biggest rockets that's ever been launched. So it's happening right now. So if you see something in the sky, guys, it's not a missile. It's a rocket.
This I love how all your rocket people bail you out of this. They're like, Ryan, there's a rocket going off.
No, I knew this. I'm Rocket Ryan.
No, you didn't.
I am. I'm Rocket Ryan. That's what I do.
Hey, Angel, I'm looking at the texting service. Did Mike, the mean old Mike in Breaking Bad and also in Better Call Saul, did he get killed at the end of Breaking Bad?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Did he?
Walter White
shot him.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Right in the car.
Oh, that sucks.
At the end. They had a little struggle and boom.
Oh, man. As tough as Mike was.
Mike went out that way.
Hell of a way to go.
Yeah. Hey, leave me here.
So the Atlas rocket is going up right now?
It's going up right now.
Man, this is so funny. I mean,
very exciting. Woo!
We just.
Yeah, RK was offering to shoot it for us.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Is he that close or over in?
Well, he can get it from where he's at. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it crazy? We send rockets up now all the time, and we don't even play. I mean, some people normally would run out in the front yard to watch it. And now we don't even like.
It's on TV on local. It's on Channel 9 right now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it used to be this big spectacle, and now
it still is, man. We're just jaded.
You think?
Yeah.
It's just us.
People from outside, especially Europeans, still love it. They go crazy for this kind of stuff. For us, it's like another rocket.
I know there's a couple guys in my neighborhood that are out right now watching it, and they got their kids out.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to love it as a kid.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You go stand outside, and you're like, look at that.
I remember when we first moved to Florida, that was like one of my dad's things. Like, he would wake us up to watch this, and we were just snotty kids. It was like, oh, there's a stupid rocket.
But right now, I think SpaceX is at the point where they're like, they've hit the record for all-time launches in a year.
Yeah.
And we're only in August, so they're just going to be breaking records all the time right now.
How many rocket ships have we sent just this year, do you know?
69.
69?
I do not know, but
yeah, Rocket Ryan. Come on.
You're Rocket Ryan.
I know. Adorable. I mean, I know.
Your filter's you look so cute in your little rocket man outfit on YouTube right now.
Thank you. There's been, of course, I know
little
this.
Legs.
You know.
Yeah, you're Rocket Ryan. You know the answer to this right away. How many rocket ships have we sent up?
Are you over Rio right there?
Well, in 2021, they had a total of 52.
Wow.
So, you know, there's that.
Now, 20 years ago, you would have said, by the way, in 20 years from now, there'll be 52 rockets that go up in a year. No one would believe it.
And they send out a drone ship and recover the thing and use it again.
Yeah.
And that's why they can do it over and over, right?
Pretty amazing.
Man, I want to go space so bad.
Do you really? So you would go. If they were like, listen, we're looking for a dumb radio guy to sit up into space, you would raise your hand.
Well, here's the thing. So the guy, remember we were looking for a venue in Melbourne, and that there's that restaurant Pineapples we looked at?
Yeah.
The owner of that, going to space. So it can't be that hard. You know who else? Big lawyer in town, going to space.
Well, there's a lot of fat lawyers.
which fat lawyer?
One of Kaufman's friends.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
He's not fat. He's ripped.
I didn't say big. I meant big, like big time.
Oh.
I think you meant doughy.
You meant super obese fat.
So it doesn't seem like there's like a lot of qualifications. You can either be a high-powered lawyer or serve apps.
But you have to have millions and millions of dollars and be willing to waste it.
Millions and millions.
I would do it. I would straight. I've changed my mind on this. I would waste millions of dollars to go to space.
I think it's $250 million. Is that what it was?
I could be a billionaire. Still wouldn't go to space.
You wouldn't go to space?
No, I wouldn't either, no.
Why?
It doesn't interest me. Oh. It doesn't. Like, I can't be into everything, Ryan.
I'm
a beach guy. I'm Team Ocean. I'm already an astronaut. I already got certified. I did it. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt and the damn plaque.
And to be honest, it doesn't look like there's much there, man.
It's boring.
Yeah, they don't have
it's not boring.
You just got to please.
There's no hot green female aliens like I thought.
Now, if that was the case.
There ain't nobody to bang up there. So, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
We're monkeys that can leave our own planet and be around it and see the vastness of infinity.
Yeah, and that's the problem. There's too much out there.
You would go to space, and you would go up, and you would see, oh, look at the planet, and there's a thin, it's a thin layer of oxygen, and then you'd come back, and you'd freak out about how, oh, my God, there's not enough oxygen.
Yeah, I saw the world. Yeah.
I saw the world, and it's very fragile.
It is fragile, and it's burning right now.
Sky is burning.
When you realize you're on a floating rock, just floating through nothingness, through the vastness of space, you're like, maybe we should, I don't know, recycle more.
You would come home crazier than you are. You'd be running around screaming, the sky is falling.
I would not.
I've been there. I've
sated with these two eyes.
I'd come
very
back.
Fragile, very fragile.
Very fragile.
I'd come back better than you. I'd be like, you'd say something, I'd be like, yeah, but you haven't been to space, though.
And nobody would be impressed.
You guys just don't understand.
Yeah, we wouldn't care.
You would care. If I went to space, you guys would be mad would jelly. You guys would be peanut butter and jelly. No.
Would you take like a super submarine and go down the 2,000 leagues under the sea? You wouldn't do that.
No.
I would. Go to the sea, under the sea.
Under
they
the
wrote
sea.
A song about it.
Yeah. And they got under the what's it a plenty down there.
they got downward sweater. It's much better under the sea.
Under the
and
sea.
Look, that's why the sea's laughing at us. All the aliens that live in the sea, they're like, they're going up there. We live down here.
Yeah, everything's down here.
You see an octopus trying to eat a bald eagle the other day. We're trying to tell them we're aliens. Yeah. And they're like, no, Elon Musk, like, you want to keep going up.
They think the aliens are up there.
They think they're up there.
We're all down here laughing.
We're laughing. They haven't even gone to the bottom of our home yet.
Right.
And they, oh my God, keep going up there. Keep going up there. Aliens down here.
It's a good shirt, Ryan.
Thank you. It looks better in space.
You're listening to the Mach Space Ace. You're listening to the Mach of the Morning.
Tickets to Def Leppard, Bill Burr, and Roger Waters. Just some of what our Instagram followers recently won on Winning Wednesdays. See what's next this Wednesday at Real Radio 104.1 on Instagram. Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's
no. Radio.
You're listening to the Mach this morning. Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. You want to listen to the show, you can do it on the iHeartRadio app. You want to watch the show, you can do it on Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. And everything is a little click through right there at monsters.fm. What's up, y'all? I'm Russ with Angel and Carlos and Ryan and Angelique all here on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday. So you mentioned something when you were on your rant about Lord of the Rings or whatever it was, the Game of Thrones or whatever, and you said, you know, like success, the worst thing that can happen to you sometimes is success.
Mm-hmm.
And it is
success.
Success. And it is kind of true. And I was watching a couple things yesterday. One of them was a documentary about the Go-Go's, which is like for those that don't know, the Go-Go's was like the first all-girl band that, like, when their first album came out, it was number one as soon as it went out. They were huge there for a little while. Now they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it was talking about, you know, their rise to stardom. And the worst thing that can happen, and as I'm watching this, I'm thinking, man, this almost happens to almost every band that hits huge success, is the imploding, right? Like, mm-hmm. You get so big, and then they're doing the drugs, and they're partying, and then now this one, you know, well, now she wants to be the singer, and this one, like, well, that's my job, and they just fighting, and they talked about how, you know, their first album, huge success, second one, not as huge, and by the third one, you know, they're fighting with each other because they're so successful, and they can afford anything, which means
they can buy anything. You're sleeping in the silk sheets, baby. That's what it's about.
Any drugs, like anything they went to, like, okay, who's going out to get the drugs? And they would, you know,
they eventually get somebody to go do that for you.
They were wild, man. The Go-Go's were some wild chicks.
I know. Like, I've seen like the little bit of what they used to do. Like, I would have loved to have been one of their parties, man.
Yeah,
that's parties. when you let outsiders infiltrate your crew, though.
Yep, that's right.
What do you mean?
Like, when you at that point, when you start listening to the voices outside of the group, that's what's beautiful about some of these entities that are able to stay together, right?
Right.
For example, and I'll throw out ZZ Top. I'll put De La Soul there.
Okay.
Those guys.
Everybody knows De La Soul.
You too,
Angel.
As well. You know what I'm saying?
You too, yeah.
Those guys, same guys that came up. They were garage bands. They were a group. They all stayed together.
Yeah.
And they always were true to each other. And they did not let outside voices manipulate them. You get somebody, you know, you're partying, you're raging, this, that, whatever, and then you start getting in Belinda Carlisle's ear. It's like, you don't need them.
Right.
You're the star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you start believing that S.
Yep.
And you start believing that hype, and then that's what is ultimately the downfall of the group.
You know what? By watching this particular documentary, it seemed as if it was I think it was a bass player, the small girl,
Jane Wedlin. Jane Wedlin. She had a problem.
She's the one that really wanted to break out, and she wanted to be the singer, and she's the one that quit first. Yeah,
that's her own insecurities, because she saw Belinda, and she saw Belinda as the pretty girl problems, and she's getting all the benefits, and everyone loves Belinda, and I'm the songwriter, I'm the talented one.
That's
I want it be me.
So it's ego. Yeah.
Ego will kill anything.
But it's almost killed every band. If you think, you did mention a couple, you know, U2, and then you got
dude, in hip hop, in the world ZZ of hip hop, it's one of the most sad things. There used to be a really cool thing in the hip hop where you had duos, right? You had EPMD, you had Run DMC. Nowadays, think about it. There's not
Outkast.
There's not a group anymore
because everyone's looking for themselves.
All the guys that you see nowadays is just one dude.
Yeah,
De La Soul, to their credit. Same group of guys for 35 years.
I don't even know who that is, though.
Man, I'll use some of their music.
Okay. My favorite version of this is Panic at the Disco.
It's one dude!
It's now just one dude, Brendan Urie, but it started off being a bunch of guys, and then due to various drug problems, the guitarist suddenly wanted to sing on the second album.
You're right. It's the same story over and over again. You're right.
I always thought it was one guy. I didn't realize
it was a full band. Yeah.
Okay.
I saw them perform House of Blues, man. I saw the original band. You ain't a real Panic fan if you ain't seen them.
I've also seen them on the
first
album.
You for real.
Yeah. You're a real disco. But as you're watching, you do realize that, you know, once you've got a bunch of creative people, and the creative people all want to make it, right? But and they make it as a group. It inevitably, there's always someone or one or two that, like, you know what? I need to be the focus. It's just like you were saying. What happened with the Go-Go's was there was when they started, they were like a punk band.
Yep.
And there was one girl who played bass. And once they started doing more pop stuff, she's like, this sucks. Screw you guys. I don't want to do this. And now they interviewed her now, you know, 20, 30 years later. And she's like,
she regrets it.
Yeah, I probably should stay in the band. Because, you know, now they're in their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Lead singer syndrome is a thing.
Would you say this, though, in the sense of when it comes to creatives and creative people, the worst thing for them are suits.
Yeah. Well, because you get a lot of yes men around you suddenly.
That's the worst thing for a creative
yes and
person.
No. Yes and no. I think more than 9 times out of 10, yes. But then there's that 1 out of 10, and they're difficult to find, that will take you to the next level.
Yeah.
Because you need somebody with the business acumen. You need somebody with management. But the music industry
is not filled with that.
It's not. But then there are those stories of the Clive Davises, of the. And I know.
You could go into Clive's history, and there's plenty of before he became this there's the come up, and in the come up he slit throats.
Yeah, how many bands can you think of, though, that handled success really, really well? I mean,
full on bands.
Yeah,
BTS seems to be doing well.
Yeah,
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
They imploded too.
Well, they're back. They're all torn together again.
They're back together again. Yeah. They got the band back together. That's good. It was interesting to watch, though, and of course they had a different battle to fight because it was an all female band, and the way they were treated for being all women. Oh man, people were spitting on them and stuff when they first started. Like, nobody wanted to see. I guess they did a tour over in the UK, an all girl band, and they were opening up for the Sex Pistols.
Oh great, yes. What could go wrong there?
These white nationalist guys were spitting on them. And
white nationalists? You mean Nazis?
Nazis. Yeah. Yeah.
I love how white nationalists were like, Nazis are like, hey. Like stewardesses and flight attendants, like, stop calling us Nazis.
Don't call us waitresses. That's a white
nationalists.
That's a better word.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But it was super interesting, but it did make me think, but man, you know, any group of people that are creative, it's hard to keep everybody together because there's always going to be people that that have ambition. And there's nothing wrong with ambition, but then when that ambition goes past the band you created or the radio show you created or whatever team of people you're with, usually it goes south. Like, I guess for Belinda Carlisle, she had a pretty good career for a year or so. Nobody would book her anyway.
But guys, drugs and alcohol ruin all that. They can't get their music. They can't record it. They burn their contacts. It's not about management all the time. Most of the time, management.
I don't think it's management. Yeah, I think it's ego.
And drugs. And you're in the middle of it, and you're young, and you're emotional, and you think you can do it. So it's kind of like the beauty of what creates a band is also what dismantles it.
Yeah. It also depends on what the contracts are, because I know a band that did really, really well, and I'm not talking about Brody's band. No, a totally different one, where the lead singer got so much more of a cut. The way his contract was laid out was completely different than everyone else's contract.
Yep.
And so when it came down to it, the huge, huge, huge hit that they had, went basically mostly all to him. And then when they went to do their second album, they were like, hey, we'd like to rework some stuff because this really isn't cool. Like, yeah, you're the lead singer and you get whatever, but like the rest of us, we're not getting anything.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, that's not it. It's my band and I'm the lead singer and we're not going to rework and we're not going to whatever.
And that's
the
ego.
The rest of the band.
And that's the ego.
That's
the same thing with the Go-Go's. Only two of them were songwriters. So the ones who wrote the songs made the money. And like Belinda Carlisle wasn't making anything hardly. Her and the drummer didn't make. And so money.
Yeah, the band politics, when you get down into it and the way that the way they govern themselves. That says a lot, you know. There's bands. There's lead singers that are like, hey, listen, I'm splitting everything equally with you guys.
Yeah,
so, like we're all in this the same, and it tends to be those kind of bands that last a little bit longer. And then there's other bands.
See, that's the way Kiss was. Everything was all four ways. But once when Peter quit the first time, and then when Ace quit, and when they came back, they expected to get all equal partner, like no. We've been keeping this band going for like 15 years since you left. You know, you don't. Now you're an employee, and boy, that caused huge problems. Yeah. Money can be an issue too. Money and ego, those are things that usually break up the bands. But yeah, it was a pretty good little documentary about the Go-Go's. I don't know if it just came out, but I just saw it yesterday. It was good. When we come back, it's trivia time. Your chance to win some stuff. So get on the line 407-916-1041. That's the phone number, and you have an opportunity to be king or queen for the day. You can plug and promote whatever you want if you win, and I know Angel has some great prizes. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Measuring success by the number of childhood traumas uncovered.
Your father and I are going to the store.
Her show.
To buy lubricant.
Real Radio 104.1.
From